Hello and welcome to this Cornerstone Finance Group podcast brought to you by Business News Wales and sponsored by Halifax for Intermediaries. I'm Gemma Casey, editor of Business News Wales, and in this episode we're going to be looking at the fixed rate mortgage expiry surge. Well, with a high volume of 5-year and 2-year fixed rate mortgages expiring in 2025 and 2026, how can mortgage advisors prepare to best support their clients? With me to discuss this are Phil Emmanuel, Director of Network Growth with the Cornerstone Network. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Joe Brown, National Account Manager, Intermediaries at Lloyds Banking Group. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Gemma.
Gareth Gale, Corporate Account Manager at Halifax Intermediaries. Hi, Gareth.
Hi, Gemma.
And finally, Kerry Evans, Mortgage Advisor at Remu Mortgages. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Phil, if I can come to you first, tell us very briefly what your role at Cornerstone involves.
Most of it is revolving around the recruitment and retention of new businesses and advisors. And I get the pleasure then of managing some accounts as well to keep your hand in exactly what's going on. So, pretty close to the coal face, as they say. So this is quite close to my heart at the moment, what's going to happen this year in the fixed rate market, the product transfer market, and sort of planning what's going to go on throughout the year and into 26, because it's probably two of the biggest years I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about that, Phil. You know, why is that? What is the sort of historical market context for that and the economic context? And what exactly are we seeing this year and next year?
I think what we're going to see this year is a result of what happened in the sort of budget, the Liz Truss budget some years ago, where not a lot happened in the marketplace for a couple of months. So that's why there's a couple of peaks when the market sort of sorted itself out. And some of the companies like Halifax or Intermediaries came back into the marketplace and started doing the new rates that were on offer. Fixed rates became very popular because people wanted to get away from the uncertainty of the rate of their mortgage changing, variable and stuff like this. So fixed rates become very popular. Some people were offering 2-year deals. Some people wanted to fix it a bit longer because they felt more comfortable with knowing what their mortgage payment was going to be for a 5-year period. So that's why the mix is there this year between 2 and 5 year fixed rates coming to an end. And that's why it's so important for us as a company to make sure that our advisors are getting in touch with the clients in plenty of time to make sure they get the next case from them, and making sure the advisors have got the ability to make sure the client is got the deal that they want.
And if they don't, Phil, if a client doesn't speak to their mortgage advisor and their fixed rate ends, what happens as a default?
They will get contacted by the mortgage company they're with. So that is sort of the battle that we have constantly, really making sure advisors are on top of their client retention calls. If they didn't do anything at that stage, they would go on to a variable rate. But a lot of these people at the moment would be higher than what they're paying now, much higher.
Probably talking in excess of 8% there with most lenders from an SVR point of view at the moment.
8%?
In excess of that, yeah, it's quite substantial.
So that's the standard variable rate, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of what you're seeing then, Joe, in the market, Phil mentioned there that fixed rates were very popular, sort of for obvious reasons, when there was a lot of turmoil a few years ago. What are you seeing at the moment in terms of trends?
Yeah, so pre-pandemic, I think, obviously rates were really low and we were still in that very historic low interest rate environment, which was great for everyone. And we always knew that bubble was going to burst. It was just when and how quickly. And I think what happened with the Liz Truss budget, it just, you know, saw those rates rise exponentially in a lot quicker. So rather than seeing a gradual increase that customers could get used to, you saw that real hockey stick momentum where, you know, they were low and just went up month on month to that, you know, to the peak. I think it was 5.5%, the base rate of it. So what we've seen then, thankfully, is over time, those rates gradually start to come down. But that has this year, I think we're expecting 310 billion in PTs in 2025.
PTs?
product transfers. So these are people that are coming to the end of their fixed term. So 310 billion is the UK finance forecast. And then in 2026, that's going to be around 304 billion. So much bigger than what you'd see in the acquisition market, even for the next couple of years. And within there, you've got this real mix between people that took 5-year and 2-year. So some people are going to benefit. Your people rolling off your 2-year rates will benefit this year, just after the trust budget. Your 5-year people are going to feel some pain, unfortunately, because that rate will be going up. But hopefully, because it's been very well publicised in terms of where rates are, it's given customers chance to get used to where that's going to be. But I think the advice from a mortgage broker, you know, mortgage advisor is going to be needed for those customers in terms of where do they go, what do they do? Because I think, you know, I obviously work for a bank, but I would never recommend a customer going to a bank because that's the only rate you're going to get. If you go to a mortgage advisor, you will get, you know, that whole breadth of what is exactly out there, and a customer, you know, and a mortgage advisor can advise you properly in terms of what that means for you.
And Kerry, let's come to you on that point then. So you are a mortgage advisor with Remu Mortgages. What sort of conversations are you having with your clients, and do you foresee having as this year unfolds?
Yeah, it's about getting in touch with people nice and early, you know, 6 months out, even in some cases earlier than that, from the end of that particular rate they're on. And the reason for that is to truly understand their specific circumstances at that time. We've touched on the context of why we're in this position already, but it is, we're coming off 5-year deals that are on historically low rates prior to the budget that Joe's already mentioned. And then that spike, that hockey stick sort of graph that Joe made mention of in terms of how rates went through the roof. It's really important to understand that that created a sort of perfect storm of people who took those 5 rates initially because of where rates were historically low. And then, you know, we didn't really have an option in terms of how quickly the market sort of turned on its head on that one day back in September 2022, I think it was. And in terms of servicing clients, you need to be there really early for them because there are people now who are going to be coming off, believe it or not, 1% and 2% rates. And all of a sudden, if they're lucky, looking at a 4% rate, if not higher. And the impact financially on those sort of customers and applicants is huge when you think of the cost of living situation that we're already in. What's happened, you know, at the beginning of this month with practically every bill that everyone's going to pay going up. And then people are going to have to look at mortgage rates that are significantly higher than what they've had historically. We need to make that as painless as we can for clients, really. And that is about being honest with them, getting in touch with them really early, understanding their specific circumstances, using all the tools available to us as mortgage advisors and the advice that we can give to help mitigate those increases that people are feeling. You also touched on the level of borrowing, the actual amount of mortgages that are due for product transfer this year or maturing this year is about 1.8 million this year. And another similar figure next year. It's a huge opportunity in the market for brokers to get out there and really sort of look after their existing clients and probably bring on a few more as well.
And you mentioned there, Kerry, client circumstances. How important is it to make sure that you're giving yourself enough room as a mortgage advisor to do a full assessment of that client circumstances? Because they could have changed since you last perhaps found a product for somebody, couldn't they?
People's circumstances will change over the course of 6 months and sometimes, let alone 5 years. So it's important to get in touch with them early, have that really good conversation with them, the fact-find element that we call it as advisors, to understand exactly where they are. But it is that fact-finding is a chat with clients. It's an understanding of where they are now, what their circumstances are now, what they've potentially been through for the last 2, 3, or 5 years, what the future looks like for them. You know, have they now got a family where they might not have had one before? Did they have dependent children? Or they might not have them now for whatever reason. Have they still got adult dependent children living at home with them? Because we live in a different sort of society than we used to. Even just 5 years ago, it feels like it's a little bit been turned on its head. So the role of the advisor now is probably more important than it's ever been before.
Yeah, some interesting points there. Gareth, to bring the discussion to you. So we've touched on there the scale of the opportunity for mortgage brokers, and we've talked about just how many product transfers there are going to be this year and next year. Tell us a little bit about some of the products that are available that mortgage brokers need to be aware of in order to offer the best opportunities to their clients.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And I think that's what it needs to be seen as, an opportunity. As an intermediary industry, we're really good at securing new acquisition business. So the latest stats coming out suggest that around 80% of all new business comes through a mortgage broker. When we look at retention and product transfer deals, that's significantly lower. And there's lots of reasons that sit behind that. But given the turmoil we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years, this is going to be a better opportunity than we probably ever had before to review and engage with these clients. A couple of people have already mentioned, we've got a whole host of customers coming off a 5-year deal who are going to see that payment shock. Their rates are likely to be higher than they were 5 years ago. So how are we engaging with those customers to support them over the change that they're going to see? Contrary to that, we've got another heap of customers that are coming off 2-year deals that are going to see a reduction in their monthly mortgage payment. What can we do with those clients to ensure we're giving them the support and making sure they're utilizing that additional income or that additional affordability as best as possible? At Halifax, we're really keen that we engage with customers early. The earlier we can do and start to have these conversations, the easier it can become and the more security your customer can get as well. So there's no harm in securing them the best deal as early as possible. If something changes in the following months, that's fine. We can change that deal. We can move on to something better. But when you look at what's happening in the media, if you look what's happening across the news, it protects that customers from seeing another spike. If things were to move the other way, and you know, let's be clear, in general, we're hopeful and we're seeing rates reduce over time. But we've seen things change very quickly as well. So the earlier we can secure them a rate, the earlier we can engage, the better you can be there to support that customer.
Interesting point there from Gareth, Joe, around that security for customers and, you know, perhaps locking in a deal in case that's the best it's going to be. How important is that in your view?
Massively important, because it just gives customer that peace of mind. And typically, a customer will choose a fixed rate to begin with because they do want that security of knowing how much they're paying every month and for how long. And hopefully over that period of time, you know, wages will increase and things will change within the family dynamic. You know, a lot of things can change. So people do like that security of knowing, you know, what and when and how much for how long. So the sooner you can lock that in, and I know that brokers do a fantastic job of revisiting that customer as well to check that there are, you know, that is still the best deal and still the best advice right up until the months before they're due to end their current fixed rate and maybe move on to the next one. And actually, in some circumstances as well, these customers coming off those higher fixed rate, if the rate now is lower, they might be benefiting actually switching that bit sooner within a note-free period towards the end. The customer might need to benefit from those lower repayments that little bit sooner, and that's important as well. So, you know, from that perspective, just thinking of my family members as well and thinking from it from a personal point of view, just so important.
Kerry, the message there really is about staying close to those clients, as you've already mentioned, isn't it? Is that a scenario that you recognise that Joe and Gareth have spelled out there, you know, where you might be locking in a deal but then, you know, there's always that flexibility as time goes on, or indeed there might be other opportunities that you identify for those clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ability, and if we look back as well, the ability to lock people in early means two things. One, if rates go up, they're locked into that deal already. And two, if rates come down, you have the ability to cancel that initial product transfer and move them on to another one. I remember in the days following the mini budget, we did 17 product transfers in one single day for a whole range of clients, where we were literally phoning them agreeing the product transfer with them on the phone, on the understanding that if rates did come down, we could get them a better deal. So, you know, those days are gone, thankfully. But we have had scenarios since then where we've locked clients into rates and rates have come down, and we have been able to move them onto better rates. So the ability to do that is really, really important. Some lenders have rolled back from allowing 6 months in advance down to 3 months now. However, there's still a good range of options out there for applicants. And I probably think contacting 6 months in advance and working between that 6 and 3 months period is probably about right for most clients, because you know so much can change in that sort of initial 6 months period.
I think as well, the other opportunity on this is from that customer's point of view, anyone that's dropping down that rate, it opens up a whole new conversation from a protection perspective in terms of maybe income protection or, you know, life protection. And they may not have taken that initially. They might be a first-time buyer. They may now have more liquid funds every month, and the mortgage rate dropping is going to help with that. Equally, if it's a five-year customer and, you know, they will potentially be vulnerable because those payments are moving up, it sees that further opportunity for the broker to engage in that conversation about, okay, so if your income were to disappear, what would you do with this rate increasing? So I think it's not just about the product transfer and the refinance opportunity. It's about what other conversations does that open up to help you have that overall conversation with the customer and really look at their circumstances and what's going on. Because as Kerry said, you know, sometimes things can change in 6 months, 12 months. First time buyer, they could have started a family by now, and, you know, they do need that extra security. So I think that's really important as well.
And Phil, that's something the Cornerstone Network is very good at supporting its appointed representatives and mortgage advisors with, isn't it? Is identifying those additional conversations and helping clients to answer those needs. Tell us a little bit about the form that support takes.
Well, if you go right back to the beginning, each advisor has their own sort of back office system. We use the ACRE system, which allows reports to be dragged out for each advisor, what calls are coming to fruition every month. And they could do that sort of 3, 4, 5, 6 months in advance. That helps the clear preparation about the amount of work they're going to have on during those peak periods. I think that's critical, really, is to understand the opportunities that you're going to cover so you don't miss any. So, and then after that, then it's we are encouraging all our advisors to not just treat the call as a product transfer call. It's more treating it as a full review. And that opens up all the different avenues then that you could, you know, we talked about some this morning, like perhaps income protection. It could well be life assurance in general. Who knows where that conversation would go when you give that client enough time and sort of respect, really, that the full review needs. So, yeah, we encourage people to do that full review, and the amount of things that it drags up in conversational fact-finding, conversational the chats that people are having, it's unbelievable, really, where it can go. So we encourage people to prep for the calls as well. So having a look at what information they do have about the client, you know, when's the right time for advisors to see the clients, the client interviews. You know, we always encourage people to not be in the call if you don't want to be there. If you're in a rush or whatever as an advisor, it'll come through. So make sure you've got enough time to do the call, you know, whether that's an hour, hour and a half, or whatever it takes. But we have the systems in place that everybody can see what's coming this month, next month, or whatever. So you can gauge the amount of activity that you're going to have. If for some reason that you can't get to some clients, then we have a process where we can refer them internally, so the client still gets the time that they deserve, really. But most of the advisors will make sure that they get around to see their product transfer calls in enough time to do what's required.
And final question to you all, what would you say is the most important thing a mortgage advisor should do, having listened to what we've been discussing this morning? Gareth, if I can come to you first on that.
Yeah, I'd probably say it's, one, make sure that you are engaging with your customers early, but secondly, really move away from that this is a product transfer conversation. This is an opportunity to really explore the customer's current circumstances, have a look at how we can support them as a wider picture beyond just their mortgage. And that will really give us an opportunity within intermediaries to grow over the next couple of years.
Thank you, Gareth. And Phil, your advice.
If I could have one thing, I would want the advisors that work with us to be like 50% better at fact finding, conversational fact finding, building that rapport, turning clients, customers into long-term clients. And I think that the opportunities that they will unveil by just being better at conversational fact-finding, I think is immense, really. So yeah, just spending time with clients, practicing their own skill levels to make sure they get the most out of each call.
Thank you, Phil. And Kerry, your advice?
There's a huge opportunity for advisors here. And I think the opportunity is to move away from transactional business, just that product transfer, really building a really strong relationship with your client, and the relationship is going to last many, many years, because that's where the true value is for an advisor. Be someone that your client can trust and rely on, not just now, but in the future as well. And that doesn't just relate to the product transfer, that relates to conversations about protection. So those are the important things for me. Move away from transactional and base it on building a relationship, a long-term relationship.
Great advice. Thank you, Kerry. And Joe, final word to you.
Yeah, so I would say this is not just about your residential customers. This is also buy-to-let, and it's happening in that space. So if you have got any buy-to-let landlords that you're helping, please don't forget them in this overall journey. And for me, it's about making use of the ACRE system and the digital system in terms of what that does, the flexibility it gives you, you know, the reporting it does for you, and how you actually identify which customers you need to go and speak to. So definitely use that, and use all of the bells and whistles to obviously free that time up to enable you to have those perhaps more engaging, more in-depth conversations with your customers.
Some great advice there. Thank you so much to my guests, Phil, Joe, Gareth, and Kerry, and thank you for listening.